713 municipalities. Illinois Restaurant Association, 800 members. Lake County Municipal League, 32 municipalities. South Suburban Mayors and Managers Association, 42 municipalities. Southwest Conference of Mayors, 21 municipalities. Southtown Star Newspaper, West Central Municipal League, 270 members. Will County Center for Economic Development, 22 municipalities. Will County Governmental League, 32 municipalities. All of these organizations are supporting our request that hospitality logo signs for hotels be installed on the tollway system. We're asking, please, what can we do to move this forward to save these jobs? You saw the list of the people that are going out of business. It's pretty tough. The last one is this last one is kind of compelling. This is from the Homewood Hotel. Those people, normally a hotel of 200 rooms, which this is, has a contingency of 60 people operating it. 8 people operate that hotel. The others have lost their jobs. We're asking for your help. We need you. That's one issue. Probably the most important. The second issue is a request referencing signage location for Midway Airport. Midway Airport is located right here. This is Cicero. This is 294. We would like, and we're requesting a sign be put up in the Cicero area and also at 95th. I drove this. From this point to Midway Airport, it's 8.6 miles. From this point over, it is 13 miles. For requesting that a sign be put here is a fast, otherwise you go up here and down and this way. Putting one here and putting one here would be a good thing to do. A shorter way to the airport. I'm asking those requests. I'll leave these with Christy as well. This has been about an 8 or 9 year battle. Paula, you know, it's frustrating. I'm just trying to help these hotels. I'm pleading with you. Please, I need your help. I need flexibility. I need latitude. I've been to Washington. I've talked to Victor Mendez on it. He's empathetic. Actually, I had someone coming today who is, I don't know if you know him, John Dulansky with the National Safety Council. He was going to be here today and testify. I got a call this morning at 4 o'clock on my cell phone. He's in Austin, Texas, and he was testifying before their Senate, and he got a flight delay. He would be here. He apologized. He was here to support our need for these signs. He said to me, there doesn't seem to be a safety issue anywhere. I need your help. Please. What is the next step that we can move forward to get this happen and turn the key?
Thank you. Yes, we have, as Mr. Garrett mentioned, met with him several times. He's gone out and toured the system with our chief engineer, Paul Kovac. He does have a request with IDOT and the Illinois Department of Transportation as well, because some of the infrastructure is controlled by the Illinois Department of Transportation and some by the tollway. We're certainly sensitive to the request, which is why, you know, we tried to creatively come up with the accommodation that he mentioned for that additional signage. We have reviewed with our traffic engineer and our chief engineer the opportunity to put additional signage, particularly on the South Tri-State. I think there was also a request on 355 and some signage on the South Extension. Those are designated slightly differently, and Paul Kovac, I think, can speak to that and some of the challenges that we have that we're trying to work through trying to creatively accommodate as much the request as possible, but maintaining, you know, the safety standards that we need to maintain on our system. So, Paul, do you want to speak to it?
Okay. Like Christy said, I personally sympathize with Mr. Garrett's motivation. I have family that lives and work in that exact area that he's talking about, and it's where I grew up. I find, you know, myself in a position now, though, where I have to keep the safety and the efficient operation of the toll highway system as my top priority. There are 1.4 million people driving on that system every day, and my obligation is to them that I follow the rules and regulations that control what types of signs can be installed on the interstate highway system. It's a high-speed facility. I think the major critical issue here is that the Federal Highway Administration has a manual on uniform traffic control devices that controls and provides regulations on what types of signs should be used so that people can drive from state to state and be able to interpret what's being communicated to them, and there's consistency. It specifically addresses in there that the types of signs that Mr. Garrett has requested are not appropriate in urban areas. In urban area, it goes on to define routes that had more than two lanes in each direction, routes that had numerous interchanges in close proximity to each other. And that's exactly what we have going on in the South Tri-State Corridor. We recently invested close to $800 million in the widening and reconstruction of that whole system from 95th Street all the way to the beginning of it at Illinois Route 394. There are five interchanges located in that very south section between 394 and the big system interchange with I-80. We have a lot of signing challenges that exist in that section already, where we had to tell people what lanes they should be in to go to Iowa, where they want to be at to go north on 294. And we have a toll plaza located there. Physically, we cannot meet the spacing criteria of that manual on uniform traffic control devices. Even if I were to reclassify that as a rural area, which it is not, you know, I still would have an issue with spacing, because you have to give the motorist time to understand the signs that he's seeing. And the signs that have the highest priority are the regulatory and warning signs first, and then our guide signs, you know, where I pointed out, you know, this is the way you want to be in to go, you know, wherever you're headed. So what we did take all of his requests very seriously. We have been very responsive and responsible in our responses to him. We did come up with one compromise, and he showed you where we added those generic symbol signs, because the manual also states that it's presumed that those major services are going to be provided at any interchange you get up in an urban area. And in fact, you know, his map shows that each one of these interchanges does have fuel, food, and lodging. So the presumption is correct. I really feel like we've done as much as we can do in here. We are looking at our pilot program that we have for billboard signs, and we do want to expand that to the other rural parts of our system. And that's something that we're going to be bringing back to you in the future and asking for your approval to do so. But that, I don't think there's any condition in which I can actually provide Mr. Garrett with what he's asking for in the South Tri-State Corridor with respect to the billboard signs. We've also addressed the issue of the Midway Airport signing, and that we do coordinate with IDOT on, and we have the route that we've agreed is the proper route to sign for that, and I believe it does direct them to 55, correct? And Mr. Garrett did stop himself short of saying, you know, this is the fastest route, because I don't believe going down 95th Street would be the fastest route, because I told you I'm from that area. There are numerous lights. You can't get anywhere quickly. So, you know, I believe we signed the most expedient route and the proper route to direct people to that large facility.
How would we work with Midway Airport if they wanted, you know, an alternative?
Oh, that's another point. Midway, we would ask Midway to simply make the request to us. And that hasn't occurred yet either.
And so is that the typical way of doing it?
So this right here is from 95th?
No. It's the fastest way.
This one will be 95th?
It's the shortest distance.
Correct.
I don't know that it's the fastest.
I can share with you,
well,
I
depends on
well, no, we don't need to engage in a debate.
It probably, no, we don't, we just, I just want to.
But is it unheard of that we would have two?
No, it's not.
Signs for two ways? And so what is our process for instance, to put the additional sign for Midway?
You just simply need to get the request to come from the entity itself, and then we would evaluate it.
And that's typically how we sign for those types of, any kind of attraction or those types of?
Yes.
Okay.
And Mr. Garrett, I believe you're working with Midway and Oakland on that, getting that request coming.
And with all due respect, I know you mentioned that there's a presumption that the traveling public goes down the intersection, and they presume that there are services at those exits?
That's what the FHWA quotes in the manual on uniform traffic control devices.
We do have a sign that says there's services there.
We are even providing an additional reminder.
But it's sign that says hotel, food, no, that, right?
Only, no, no. And if you make that presumption, then what do you do when you tell these people they're only running 12% occupancy, chapter 13, receivership, these people that may lose their jobs?
May I ask a question in
yes,
that
Jim.
Regard? We've talked about this subject many times.
Yes.
The oasis down there now is the Chicago Southland Lincoln Oasis because of some work that we've done a couple of years ago.
Yes.
In that facility, we also provided the opportunity to have a visitor's booth, if you will, or
yes.
a tourist booth.
Right.
Couldn't we create a sign that says hotel information and everything else can be obtained here? Because I've also asked the question, I'm not sure the driving public today with technology the way it is, pulls off to an interchange and says, I'm gonna pull off here and see who's here or stop just without a reservation. That may happen at a certain percentage, but I gotta believe that Orbitz and Expedia and all of Hotwire and all these other things, you were gonna check into that. Were you able to surface any percentage? Because quite honestly, I don't think people stopping by chance at a hotel is gonna make or break that business operation. And I would like, if you can just, you know, provide me with something that would save me, Jim, you're wrong.
No, I appreciate okay that. Part of the problem is that sound boards have been installed along the tollway system. That impedes the traveler to even be aware that there are any hotels at those exits. That's been one of the biggest problems we've had. I understand the value of soundboards, but people with signage is what their business mm-hmm. is all about. And having them in Elgin, having them at the Oasis, and having them nowhere else on the entire system is creating a major trade discrepancy. You're allowing it here, you're allowing it there, nowhere else.
May I ask a question? I thought we had come up with an alternative sort of accommodation for you, which was being put in place. Are you saying that that's not working?
Are you talking about the recent little, yeah. It really doesn't carry. It's like step one, it needs to be at step 10.
Yeah, but what evidence do we have that it's not working? Because I mean, when we voted for that, I think we thought that we were coming up with something that we all were going to try and see whether it was working.
I think it's a good short step, first step. I can just share with you, I've been in the industry 35 years. Signage is the most critical component for any business's success.
Yeah. I understand that, and I think we were trying to come up with some kind of signage. There was a compromise between what we thought was the legal thing to do and what would start to come. And it's just a very simple question. It isn't up to you, it's to everybody. Have we any evidence based on the beginning of that program of what its impact
no,
has been?
No, I can't answer that question.
And are we intending to gather evidence on
it? I imagine we could. Let me ask you this. The Elgin program. It's been a pilot project. As I mentioned earlier, the intent, in my opinion, of the pilot project is it a launching point. How successful has that been? Have you measured that? Has there been a measure? I'll share one thing with you. If you go back to Elgin right now and you say, huh, we've identified it's not that important, you take those signs down, Can you imagine what's going to happen? They will raise havoc.
But again, I'd raise the question that I mentioned earlier. Can the Illinois Hotel and Lodging Association or someone provide some information that would substantiate that? I agree with the signs. I know when I travel, because I'm originally from the Pittsburgh area, I see the signs on the Ohio Turnpike. I see the signs on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. I don't see near the level of traffic that we have in a very compressed area. But having said that, I look for the sign because I know I'm going to XYZ place.
Right.
And I already know I'm getting off at a certain exit. I just need to look for the sign once I've exited. I don't travel and say, I think I'll get off here tonight and stay somewhere. And that's what I'm trying to understand. But let me, is there a way that we can look at the signage near the Oasis that could put potentially the logos of all the hotels on a sign that would direct people into your tourist group to get the information they need?
That's what I was going to suggest, and I think when I've traveled throughout the United States, almost every state you go into, it says, welcome to whatever the state is. The Welcome Center will help you make reservations. Why can't we do that when you come from Indiana and Illinois, say, Welcome Center ahead, hotel reservation service available.
We do that now. Unfortunately, because of budget cuts back, we don't have somebody physically there all the time like we'd like that to be.
I don't think those places have it either. There's a phone there. And get a book with all of the hotels.
I'm just sharing with you what we need. I mean, we come up with all kind of creative ideas. The simple solution, please, is I'm asking for hotel signs at those exits where they're needed. All the organizations throughout the entire state are saying to you, and I'm voicing their opinion too, we need these signs. It can be done. Let me ask you this. What do I need to do? Get a letter from somebody. Ray LaHood, Victor, tell me what I need to do to bring to you to allow you to say, okay, it's okay to do. What do I need? I've been dealing this for 10 years. I see people losing their businesses.
Madam Chair, I hate to be rude, but we have a 2-minute limit. We've now been going over a half hour. If you'd like to have Ray LaHood send a letter, that might be helpful because it's national regulations. We are trying to resolve this problem. I think we're trying to see what we're doing now is working, but I think we could sit here and discuss this for the next 2 hours. And once we solve the south suburbs, I know where I live, they're going to come in droves wanting the same sign coming from Wisconsin in Lake County. So we have to be careful about creating visual pollution where people get distracted and run into each other. And I think there is a safety factor as well as an educational factor. And I think Jim Rolfe has given us a good solution, especially as we come from Indiana into Illinois. And let's look at that and try to measure the success of the new signs and come back in maybe 60 or 90 days, and let's see if we have to adjust. And if we need to override the federal regulations, we'll do it.
Okay.
But I think, I mean, that's life. We can do what we have to do on these guidelines, which are not the law, they're guidelines. But first, we want to make sure we're not making people run into each other because there's so many damn signs you can't see where you're going. We have to make sure that we have tried something a couple months ago. Let's see if it's working and maybe take Jim's idea and create something at that Oasis where we have a sign that shows the hotels that are coming up in the next 20 miles, and then people know they're there.
So going back to your introduction, we appreciate you're just doing your job, and we understand your frustration. You, I hope, share our frustration that we have a whole system we have to think about, and we made what we thought was an accommodation, and we need to figure out whether that's an appropriate accommodation. And I don't, frankly, personally, I don't know enough about it to know whether it is. So,
and I want to share, I do appreciate Christie's flexibility, and I appreciate the comments here. All I'm trying to do is bring it together. To me, life is all about flexibility and trying to figure out a solution.
We're all for that.
And I do that. I got kids. I work that every day.
Okay.
So I need your help. I'm asking for your support to try to save these jobs. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for coming. Any questions or further comments? Is there anybody else? I only got two cards, but is there anyone else who wanted to make a public comment?
No, I think that we, what we can do, I believe that it's actually in the materials that Mr. Garrett circulated, but we'll also make sure all the board members did not have a copy. We reviewed them during Mr. Benda's presentation, I think a couple of months ago now. But we'll make sure everybody has a copy of the signage that we did install, alerting visitors coming into the system of the food, lodging, and fuel opportunities that exist at all of the various exits, as well as the signage as people are leaving that the next opportunity is for.
The supplemental sign that we installed exiting our system and alerting the motorists to facilities located at Torrance has been installed. The other one, which we plan to install on the welcome side coming into our system, is going to go in the next couple of weeks, and they have the weather to deal with right now. But so it's supposed to go in the next couple of weeks.
Can we look at the one that's going to go in the next couple of weeks and perhaps
add tourist information?
Make it something that perhaps contains the logo so that people know, you know, XYZ is at the, you know, somewhere along this way.
We put international symbols. The problem is there's not necessarily the room for all of the.
I understand, but what I'm saying is, you know, if you put the logos up there and say information available inside the Oasis, they can get off there so that they can then look to see what exit they have to look for that particular hotel that they might
evaluate. We'll see. We'll evaluate.
Let's do a cost benefit analysis on that. Hotels change ownership, things change. You don't want to be ripping things up and down off. I don't think. Let's see what the cost is. Okay.
We'll see if we can, you know, again, directing people to the tourist information that's available if there's something else we can do.
Okay. Thank you very much. This has been constructive, helpful, ever improving. So just on my report, very quickly, I have a few items. First, I'd like a motion for approval of the regular board minutes of the March 24th meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Secondly, we will be reviewing in our executive session, which we will continue. We had this break in between the executive session minutes. According to Illinois statute, we need to review and release those on a regular basis. So we'll be looking at the April 09 to the June 10 and the July 10 to February 11 set of minutes, figuring out if those things which had previously been redacted can now be made public or not, and then we will be releasing those after this meeting. Third, on the 19th of April, we had the Earth Day Summit. I want to thank the members of the board who were available and able to come to that. In fact, I thought two of the most interesting questions, of course, were asked by two of our board members. So both Bill and Tom asked great questions. We had a thank you to everybody at the tollway who helped plan it and put it together. It's not a simple exercise to get that executed, and I thought they did a terrific job and worked very closely with some of the other agencies, which is, of course, the point of trying to bring these people together on Earth Day. We had an extremely good synopsis of the amount of cooperation that is going on between and among the agencies in the year since the Earth Summit, which was very gratifying. Personally, I don't think we got as far as we should have on the discussion of I-90. I think it's the first step. That was one of the things we had on the table, is how do we think as a group about I-90 and the work that we have to do on the Jane Addams, how it relates to the Kennedy and the flow through of both commercial and passenger traffic. I think we've got a way to go on that, and a number of options, and Christy and anybody else who has ideas about this, we welcome your advice and your help on how we actually get to the point where we get cooperation to make decisions on what the I-90 corridor will look like. I think we had several good sessions where people talked about the desire to cooperate. I guess my concern is just when we got down to the nitty-gritty and the detail, I'm not sure that we actually got there, and I appreciate the work that Christy and others had done on the white paper that was put out on I-90. I think it showed a lot of different options, and we just need to continue to push forward on that. So again, I appreciate it, and Governor Quinn was able to be there. His remarks were great, and we appreciate his support going forward. So at least for the moment, undaunted, we will continue with our cooperation and hope that we have another wonderful Earth Day next year. Just quickly, three other things. We did have an audit committee between our last board meeting and this meeting, and the minutes for that will be available. I appreciate the audit committee coming together
and look at the audits that we've had over the last year. Second, or whatever this is, the second of my last three, I wanted to remind you that the board meeting, the next board meeting is May 26th, but the June 1 is June 30th. I just am concerned that people make sure they have that in their calendars, that that's a change from the initial schedule that we had put out. And finally, Christie's one-year anniversary was April 19th, so I want to congratulate her on having survived us for an entire year. In the executive session, we're going to do just a quick synopsis of the year, and as you know, she had put together performance measurements that would be applying for this calendar year, so at the end of December or the beginning of January, we will have a more rigorous and thorough analysis based on the goals and objectives that she had put out, and then some quantitative analysis of how she feels about that. But just, it's been a great year, and to those of you who were here before and those of you who have joined since, as a board member, I just want to thank everybody for the work under Christie's direction that's happened over the last year. Every month is a lot, and I think we look back and accumulated the year, it's a really lot. So thank you all for that. And I think that's all I have for my report.
Unless I missed anything. Madam
Chair,
one thing that kind of, I don't know what it was put in the agenda. I'd like to thank the staff here that we have implemented the ability to look at violations online. Mm-hmm. That was one of the hot button issues with our committee about a year ago. Yep. And I know that there's a lot of people that worked on that over the last year, and it is now there. No one likes a violation, but now you can sit from the comfort of your home, look at your license plate, and if it is, you just click a button and you can send us money on your credit card. And if it seems to be an error, there's a way you can challenge it. And this is something that we really wanted to have done, and I'm glad to see it's implemented and appreciate the work on everybody to get that in place.
And thank you for keeping focused on that. And that is for anybody who goes online, that's the Senator Jeff Schoenberg.
Yes.
Violation process. He raised that in one of our first public.
We should have a little logo on there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you got a ticket, call Senator Schoenberg. He got this system put in place.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad that you raised that. Christy?
Sure. Well, I'd like to start out with you know, thanking Joe again for his presentation. I was actually going to mention the new violation the opportunity for people to challenge violations online. We had committed to making that available to people, and we did. We met our time frame for that, and I think I want to thank in particular Shauna and Joe Cambage for all of your work in making that a reality and testing it to make sure it didn't crash as soon as we put it up on the system. And also, of course, Wendy and Joelle and your team for, you know, trying to get the publicity around it. And you've been successful, we think, because 1,300 customers have actually signed on to review over 5,000 images online. And we have received disputes. As Director Morris mentioned, you do have the opportunity to dispute online. 55 customers have disputed images, either, you know, for a variety of reasons. Some people just because they can, I'm sure, but likely also because maybe there was a mistake made, and 23 of these customers have had their violations dismissed as a result. So there may have been an error in reading the plate or whatever the case was. We, you know, are certainly able to admit that we do sometimes make mistakes, but I think it's a great process to allow now people to dispute those and view them online. So great work to everyone. Our staff really pushed to meet the time frame that we committed to, and I think did an excellent job of making sure that that was responsible. So thank you to everybody who was involved with that. I wanted to introduce also our Inspector General, Jim Wagner, is going to give a brief overview. As you know, a report was published for some of his initial work. He's required to do that, I think, twice a year. And we just wanted for him to give a brief update, not so much on his specific activity, but just to make you all aware of what his responsibilities are under the statute and what our reporting responsibilities are. We thought it was the right time to do that since the report has recently been published. So, Jim?
Thank you, Christy. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, directors. The action words today seem to be PowerPoint. I don't have one. Mainly because I only expect to take about 5 minutes of your time unless you have a lot of questions for me, obviously.
And you already have enough power. You don't need a PowerPoint.
Well, hopefully I can cover it quickly. As you know, the board members were provided with copies of the summary report that I did for the activities of the Office of the Inspector General that covered January 1st to March 31st only of this year. I don't know if you noted, but that report was also sent to the Office of the Governor and the General Assembly, and that was pursuant to the requirements in the statute that was passed by the General Assembly and signed by the Governor, which created this Office of the Inspector General. Because of that reporting requirement, as Christy said, we thought this would be a good opportunity to make sure the board was clear on the functions of this new office that's been created. We are now part of the Toll Authority Act, which is 605 ILCS 10. We're now Section 8.5 of that act. It lists the purpose as detection, deterrence, prevention of fraud, corruption, and mismanagement at the authority. My appointment was for a 5-year term, and the office has jurisdiction over the board members, officers, employees, vendors, subcontractors, any others doing business with the authority. However, issues dealing with the Governmental Ethics Act, which would be regarding prohibited political activity, or the Gift Ban Act, or ethics rules, or the revolving door prohibition, those are referred to the Office of the Executive Inspector General, which is over numerous other Inspector General offices. As I said, the first report was March 31st. As required, there will be a second report this year on September 30th. So there will be semi-annual reports as before to the board, the governor's office, and General Assembly. The reason for that is that the report is to contain the summary of final dispositions of our investigations, and then any recommendations or any matters for consideration of the board or the governor or the General Assembly. We are required by the statute that within 60 days of concluding an investigation that results in a 3-day or more suspension or termination of an employee, that report must be made public by posting it on the website of the authority. As you must recall, I believe, there were investigative reports from that initial period of time that were posted on our website. The statute has also designated this office of the Inspector General to be the tollways liaison with law enforcement, investigative agencies, and prosecutorial agencies. It provides the office the power to subpoena either witnesses or books and records pertinent to an investigation. We may also participate in multi-jurisdictional investigations that are pertinent to activities at the tollway. Our office, I think, has established an excellent working relationship with Captain Jesernick and the Illinois State Police District 15 here at the tollway. And because of my previous background, I have contacts within most law enforcement agencies in Illinois, and nationally, as well as prosecutorial agencies. The statute does provide for employees to provide information to the office with regard to violation of law, rules, regulations, mismanagement, abuse of authority, or substantial and specific danger to public health. However, it specifically cautions that filing a false complaint or filing a complaint with reckless disregard for the truth could result in the employee being subject to discipline. Routine allegations of activities of a mismanagement nature may be referred back to the department involved, or it could be reported to the EEO officer, Lisa Williams, if it involves racial discrimination, sexual harassment, or hazardous workplace environment. I might add that Ms. Williams has been doing, I believe, an excellent job as the EEO and ethics officer here at the tollway, and we have a very good working relationship. I wanted you to know that the IG office now has a staff that includes Lois O'Keefe, She was the original secretary for this office when it was first created by the board by resolution back in 2004. So her historical knowledge of events that have occurred in the office have been very helpful. She now is the administrative assistant. Dan Haxton is now the senior investigator. He coordinates our investigative activity, and he's got an excellent investigative background. We just added Sue Lewis as of February 1st of this year, and she comes from a background with the FBI and Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance doing auditing work. And our most recent addition was Ann Montgomery, who just started on April 18th, and she most recently was with the Office of the Executive Inspector General, and she's got an extensive knowledge and background of their rules and policies, which is going to be helpful for us. Because, and finally, the statute also requires us to create rules, policies, and procedures for this new office and submit them to JCAR in Springfield for approval. With Ms. Montgomery's assistance, I'm sure we'll get the rules to them on time. I'm confident that we've assembled a staff that's going to professionally and efficiently serve you. I'm also very glad that we have an excellent working relationship with the executive director and the department chiefs, and I believe we're going to be able to confidently serve the people of Illinois and the tollway. That's all I really wanted to bring to you today, but I'll answer questions if I can.
I'd just like to point out there was an issue that I ended up on a letter. Somebody had done something, and the Inspector General's office looked into it, and I really appreciate the quick response, thorough response, and ability to not necessarily be satisfied with the individual, but at least you made it very clear that a detailed analysis was done, and I appreciate as a board member that we kind of have a place that can be perceived as independent by the public and can look into these kind of matters. It was very helpful.
I appreciate the comments, and also would add that procurement, Mr. Donato, was very helpful in providing background information so that we could structure a letter back to the company.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, and of course we work continue to work closely, and I think through Jim's good work and cooperation with management, I think we've been able to follow up on several issues that have come up, and I think resolve them appropriately, and hopefully in doing so help to maintain the public trust in the work that we all do here. So thank you. Wanted to update everybody quickly on, I did attend, we have, despite the fact that we are not an appropriated agency, we don't receive state funds or general revenue funds from the state, we do go through the appropriation hearing process with the General Assembly. I was down in Springfield yesterday and met with the House Appropriations Committee. We actually have our Senate Appropriations hearing this afternoon, so we will try to be timely getting through wrapping up the discussions of the board meeting so I can get down to Chicago for that meeting. But yesterday's hearing, I think, went well. They were pleased with the progress that the tollway had made, emphasized in particular that they were pleased with many of our diversity initiatives, not only the strong record we have in diversity in our contracting, but also as we are taking steps through the work with Mike Stone as Chief of Administration and Lisa Williams as our EEO officer to try to be more diverse in our hiring practices as well, and trying to make sure that we're recruiting diversely for open positions here at the tollway. They were also pleased, of course, that we had managed to live within our means and that we took the steps to cut our budget and that we're watching very closely our operations costs so that we can make sure to continue to put as much money into the roads as possible. The legislature, for the most part,
just interrupt for a second. My understanding is they wanted to give a grant to any university in the state that could clone Christie so she could run other state government agencies.
I wouldn't go that far. Very nice of you to say that.
That's what I heard.
Was it from me? No, just kidding. Yeah,
Christie gave you a wonderful report on that.
Right, I did. Give a glowing report of my own performance at the appropriation.